Ian, could you please talk about a person's actual body versus their meat sack body? I don't really have a question, but I'm very interested in actual things versus our perceived reality that we think is real.
Yeah, okay, and that's good. Yeah, the meat sack body is the flesh, the piss, vinegar, guts, your meat sack, okay? The meat sack, which is what you engage your non-physical inside of, your place of power, because that's the cadaver that's left. If you decide to transition, the part that's left over, that would be your meat sack. And that's the easiest thing in the world to adjust, change, correct. That's the easiest part of the whole process. And the more you come into your place of power and merge them in as one, then the body becomes very significant because it becomes eternal. An eternal body with your eternity then opens up to a thing that you're going to hang around with this body for eternity. Then you can make it be, do, or have anything you'd like it to be, do, or have. Then you can get your set point in the changing. Your body is constantly sloughing off itself and replacing itself on a minute cellular level. But don't worry. If there's any issue regarding the meat sack body, it soon will be revealed. So all is well.